State lawmakers welcome the lawsuit filed over new social studies standards. A tribal nation and the state agree on a gaming compact, and leaders are working to secure more funding for the Indian Health Service. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Friday, May 9th. I'm Deborah Ashar. Oklahoma lawmakers say they look forward to the accountability that may come from a legal challenge to recently adopted social studies standards. State Capitol reporter Lionel Ramos reports former Attorney General Mike Hunter filed a lawsuit against the State Education Board this week.
Senate Pro Tem Lonnie Paxton says all the commotion around the State Board of Education's adopted standards has been productive by at least one measure.
I think, you know, this social studies standards thing started in the executive branch, moved into the legislative branch, and now it's in the judicial branch. What a great study for social studies.
Jokes aside, Paxton says the former attorney general notified him that the lawsuit was shaping up and soon to be filed. And given that it's focused on the process by which the board approved the social studies standards, he's looking forward to what comes of the court's review. And Democrats are too. Senate Minority Leader Julia Kurt says open meetings and other process concerns are paramount, along with the content questioning the 2020 election results. Kurt says she's glad someone is taking up the issue and holding State Superintendent Ryan Walters and his agency's board accountable. In Oklahoma City, I'm Lionel Ramos.
A wind turbine setback bill failed on the House floor this week. But as State Impact's Chloe Bennett Steele reports, Senate Bill 2 could be back for consideration.
The measure was authored by Republican Senator Grant Green and Representative Trey Caldwell. Its House version failed in an Energy Committee last month. The bill aims to require new wind turbines to be installed at least 1.5 times the tower's height from non-participating property lines or a half nautical mile from a dwelling. It only applies to counties with a population density greater than 8.5 people per square mile and an average wind speed of less than 9.5 miles per hour. Proponents of the bill say it will protect landowners. Those against it say it infringes on property rights and limits the wind industry. The bill now goes to a conference committee and could come back with changed language. For State Impact, I'm Chloe Bennett Steele.
The United Kituwa Band of Oklahoma has signed a gaming compact with the state. We get details from Katie Hallam.
The Model Tribal Gaming Compact is the basic pre-approved legal contract for all tribes to operate a casino in Oklahoma. Once a tribe signs it, it heads to the Department of the Interior for final approval. The UKB penned its name for federal approval last week. Attorney General of the UKB, Clint Cohen, says the tribe expects to receive a yes.
It would be unusual if it was not approved because it's a model compact that every tribe in Oklahoma can agree to. It shouldn't be a problem because it's the same as every other compact in Oklahoma.
The Department of the Interior has 45 days to review and approve the compact. If no answer is given, the compact receives automatic approval. In Oklahoma City, I'm Katie Hallam.
A group of tribal representatives is requesting an Indian Health Service budget 10 times higher than the current funding level. As Sarah Lisi reports, the Oklahoma City area ranks the worst for IHS funding per capita.
President Trump's 2026 budget request aims to preserve federal funding for the Indian Health Service, but some tribal leaders worry that's not enough.
If people aren't well, they can't work, they can't provide for their families.
That's Tasha Musso. She was one of the tribal representatives who worked with the National Indian Health Board to create the 2027 budget request. Together, the group recommends a $73 billion budget to fully fund the IHS, which is chronically underfunded. The budget request calls for more funding for the Oklahoma City area to support purchased and referred care, workforce development, a youth residential treatment center dedicated to mental health and substance abuse, and a special diabetes program. In Oklahoma City, I'm Sarah Lisi.
Find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org. And while you're there, we invite you to subscribe to the all-new Radioactive newsletter. I'm Deborah Shar.
Planet Money helps you understand the economy. We find the people at the center of the story.
Garbage in New York, that was like a controlled substance.
We show you how money influences everything.
Tell me what you like by telling me how you spend your money.
And we dig until we get answers.
I had a bad feeling you're going to bring that up.
Planet Money finds out. All you have to do is listen. The Planet Money podcast from NPR.